Welcome to From Carpool to College, a show for parents who are trying to keep their sanity while navigating the college planning landscape. Welcome to From Carpool to College. Thanks for joining us today. I am Tracy Amadeo.
Tara Haritz.
And today we are going to talk about Tara's experience at Accepted Students Day. So Accepted Students Day takes place when, where, why, how? Tara's like, yeah, oh yeah, you're going to answer all these questions.
Okay,
for the
great.
Parents.
Yeah.
So let's start with, well, what do you want to start with?
Well, I want to start with why did we decide to go?
Why did you decide to go to Accepted Students Day with your
right.
daughter?
Okay, so sometimes called Admitted Students Day, Accepted Students Day, and we didn't put it on the calendar at first because we were wondering maybe we need to be closer to making a decision and really understanding if this is, you know, the place that my daughter wants to land, and we weren't there yet. And then kind of like last minute, we were like, let's go, because we really felt that why not? It's another chance to get to learn more about the school. And now that you have been given that acceptance, you can kind of really picture yourself and really put yourself around a bunch of other students who might also be your freshman class, right?
Let's talk timeline. So she had all her applications in by November 1st.
Yes.
And she received notification of acceptance from this school around when? Do you remember?
I want to say it was around December, January, maybe January.
Okay.
Yeah.
So December, January, you get congratulations, you get the portal, the little digital confetti. Did you receive something in the mail that also that said like any kind of packet, or was it just through the portal?
No, we did get some things that were, there were applications sent out to several schools. So when we got the acceptances from different schools, they come, you know, those packages come in different ways. Some are just a paper with maybe a little cardboard cutout, and then others sent banners and things like that. So we did get the package, and there was the email, and then all of the other types of emails come in about different events happening. Yeah.
Great. Okay, yeah. Good. So we just want parents to be able to kind of visualize what goes on after we hit send, after we get accepted, because families, there is so much to know after you get accepted. So Tara is in that kind of, I don't want to say purgatory, but that kind of like landing pattern, holding pattern to kind of gather more information on what's going to help her family decide where her daughter is going to attend. And then on May 1st is when the deposit is due, where you have to make a decision that, yes, I will be attending, and you leave your X amount of hundreds of dollars deposit to secure your daughter's spot. Is that correct for this school?
For this school, yes.
Okay, good
for, yeah, for one or two of the schools, depending on the major, that deposit needed to already be in.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
Because it's more specialized, probably.
Probably.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. So parents, you also have to understand that May 1st, they say, is decision day, D-Day. And there's a lot of fanfare with that. There's a lot of Instagram posts. There's a lot of things at school. The kids all wear their sweatshirts to school. It's a big deal. It's a lot of social pressure too, FYI. But typically, when we're depositing and saying yes to a school, we want to do it before, because housing can run out. Or as Tara said, maybe the school has a specialized program and there's a wait list, and other people, you know, their life hanging by a thread, wondering if they're mm-hmm. able to study what they want to study. So, okay, so you decided last minute to go and attend this Accepted Students Day event. Give us every detail. Spare no detail, Tara.
Okay.
What time did you wake up?
We woke up about 6.
Okay.
I guess. We had to get on the road about 7.
Okay. And what time did it start?
Started at 9.
Okay. So
started at 9.
If you had to hop in a plane, you obviously would have had to put out some more money and be a little more thoughtful and planning. So parents, as we apply to different schools, just know it's not just about visiting the school prior to applying to the school, but you think about the events after you're accepted with these admitted students events. So just more things to kind of consider. So you're on the road.
We're on the road, and you know, we get there about 9 o'clock, and the line, it was crazy. There were a ton of students there.
Really? Really?
We were waiting in line after line after line. And we noticed that most of the school was out of state, and most of the cars, the license plates were from our state.
We could say it. We're proud. New Jersey.
New Jersey.
The Great Garden State.
That's right. That's right. And I think that because certain schools have a little bit more of, they're a little bit more enticing to students who are out of state, right? Versus the students who live in the area, they want to go to a different spot.
Yes.
So,
yeah.
But anyway, so we get there, we register and have to show the QR code, and then we go and we take a little photo.
Oh, by the backdrop?
Yes, by the
yes.
backdrop.
Oh,
and on the
gosh.
Whiteboard, you put
yeah.
what your
major is.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And then we sat down in the auditorium, which we got a good seat, but by the end, it was standing room only in the
wow.
back.
Yes. Wow. So interesting. So the school did not expect to have that many yeses coming in
right.
for Accepted Students Day.
Right. And there were several. This probably was one of the first ones
mm-hmm.
because supposedly we were registered for another one this weekend.
Oh.
And I said, one is enough. One is enough. I
wow.
don't know what else we could possibly see.
Wow.
But we went and we sat, and this is where we have the president of the college, of the university, speak to the students.
This is the president that you like, right?
Love him.
Yeah.
He's from New Jersey.
We talked about this
yeah.
guy before. Yeah. We want to hang out with him and have coffee.
We do. And, He spoke to the students. Then for my daughter's specific interest area mm-hmm. of study, they had the dean from that department
oh, wow.
come and speak. And then also three students who were currently enrolled in the program.
That's so smart.
Yeah.
Sounds like it was very well done.
Yes. And lots of slides and lots of... We hope you, or we're so excited that you're still considering us, and we hope that today's events will help you to make a decision, and there'll be a lunch provided and the itinerary. And if you want to make a deposit today, you can, and
yeah.
we'll throw confetti at you.
Oh.
Yep.
Similarly, when Alex was at Bonaventure, they did Unaccepted Students Day. Similarly, it was a great vibe. It was like, it was so emotional. Like, I remember getting choked up. It was such a fond memory for me. And he ended up committing, and they rang a cowbell.
Aww.
They rang a bell, and they gave him a blanket, and then he took a picture. Like, not a blanket, like it's like a shawl or something, but like a roll, like just like swag. They gave him a whole bunch of swag.
Yeah.
And it was just really, it was really sweet. Like, I felt like I could trust these people to be Alex's new second family.
Yeah.
And I did. Like, I really, they did it well. I could talk about it. We're being careful because we don't want to say names of schools too much. And also Tara's daughter's in the, you know, she's in the middle of things too. So we're protecting her privacy. But Alex's privacy, we don't care about. We do. We do, Alex, if you're listening. Or any of Alex's friends or friends' parents. We care about Alex's privacy. But it was certainly a cool event.
Right, right. So after, you know, all of the slides and talking about the different events and also things like study abroad programs and ceremonies and things that happen, kind of end results
mm-hmm.
or things to look, highlights to look forward to, we were shuttled over to another area where there was breakfast served, and they had all of the different booths set up for different events or different parts of the school, different clubs,
oh,
different
great.
Organizations.
That's what they did. Right. Like it was a club and activity fair.
Yes.
Yes. So
yes.
They did that also. But,
yes.
But they shuttled you to that? It's a bigger campus?
No, no, no.
They corralled you?
Corralled
they
us.
They got the
and
border
then,
collies out?
Right. And then a shuttle to the specific building
where
of the area of study.
Studying.
Right.
Got it.
And in this big hall where we had the activities and everything set up, there were things like student ministry and study abroad programs and also sororities and fraternities. So you can speak to different people in those areas and then head over to the building.
Okay. Did you, was the club fair for you also, for parents also, or did they try to separate the kids and the parents?
It was for everyone.
It was for everyone.
That's, yeah, everybody was kind of hanging.
Okay. It's like a beehive, right?
Yeah.
Like, because it's like a lot of kids. It's a lot of people.
Yeah, there were a lot. And everybody has that like nervous energy, yeah, checking everyone else out.
Do you remember your thoughts while you were looking at the clubs? Like, Bucks wanted nothing to do with me during Accepted Students Day, which was fine.
Yeah.
So it was just like, go.
Yeah.
Go. So I kind of did my own thing, but also through the lens of what Tara and I do. Tara and I are independent college counselors. So we visit schools across the country. We're always looking, you know, we're always working, always working, always investigating. So I was investigating through the lens of a mom this time. I'm thinking about my kid and thinking like, oh, what clubs are similar in that he does now in high school that he can continue? And then what clubs, like, it's hard because we have our own biases, right? So I was going around thinking like, oh my God, I would totally join that club. It's like, oh yeah, like my 53-year-old self would join it. But it's just, but that was my mindset going through. Do you remember your mindset going through?
Yeah, I wanted to go back to school. I thought, wow, this is so cool. I wish that I would have recognized the importance and been a little bit more grateful and taken, you know, a chance to explore a little bit more than I did.
Yeah. Same.
But that's okay. I mean, your hope is that your child will just do a little bit more than you did when you were there, right? Or when you were at school or whatever.
Yes, right. I think every parent has that same thought, like, wow, kid. You know, we work so hard to give our kids a better life than what we had and more advantages. And my brother and I talk about this all the time. It's like, did the pendulum swing a little too far? Like, are we doing, I'm speaking for me and my brother, like we always question, like, did we do too much for them? Are they just, you know, did we mess them up somehow that their life was a lot easier than ours? Yeah. I don't know. But certainly I feel like it's a vibe that we parents, we have our own biases, and whereas we're going through the college process, for those of us who did go to college, I think we do play the comparison game because it's only, yes, natural to say, well, this is my experience with it. But by the way, our experience, completely irrelevant.
Yeah.
Because the world is completely different. Economics are different. Their kids' brains are different. Everything. So
yeah.
So you're going through, any particular clubs stick out to you?
The global study abroad programs.
Oh, right.
So that, not necessarily a club, but I think that that my daughter and also the two of us were leaning towards that. The line was too long because then we had to shuffle to a different location. But they offer two versions of it, a short, like 14-day immersion.
Nice. Like in between semesters?
Yep.
So
and then
smart.
A longer one. A lot of schools do that. And I think that's really such a great opportunity where you can feel like you're getting a little taste of something, but not, you know.
Yeah, not that huge semester commitment. A lot of schools, by the way, Taryn, you're seeing this. We've talked about this. And we'll have a whole separate, episode on this. But a lot of schools this cycle have been doing wonky admission acceptances and putting a first semester or first year abroad.
Yes.
That is the option.
Yeah. Yeah. It's no longer just like a two-column checklist. Got in, didn't get in. Now it's like got in but have to go here. Got in but have to wait until
the spring. Right.
Or got in provisionally. There's so many variations of it. And I think that's a misconception because a lot of parents, you know, just going back to when we were in school or just things that you see in, you know, movies and shows and whatever, you got in or you didn't. But now it's
like you got in, but just your big toe.
Yeah.
And the rest of your body is going to join that in January.
Yes.
Yeah. So parents, as you are as you're taking mental notes, remember that, please. And there are events like Accepted Students Day where you can get in, ask questions, you know, figure it out, make those informed decisions. So They brought you over to the other building.
Yes,
and
toured
that
again.
You toured it. Did you sit into a classroom?
We didn't sit into a classroom, but there were professors standing there.
Oh,
and
yes.
We were able to ask questions. And people were, you know, different administrators were there. And we were able to talk to them as well. So that was good. It was extremely crowded. And we couldn't even get through some of the hallways. But there was also a new building that was just put on, or they expanded, so we were able to take a peek at that, and supposedly we were the first tour to get a glimpse of what that looked like, and it still
nice.
Smelled like fresh,
like
and
new.
Clean.
Love yeah. that. Love that. New car smell.
Yeah.
So great.
And then we headed back. So after that happened, and we spent some time there, and we really got to see, it was a little hands-on. You were able to go in and do things, and without giving too much away here. Mm-hmm. And then we got back on a bus and headed back to the main campus, mm-hmm. where then we were brought back into that big room where the academics or the activities were. Mm-hmm. And this time it was for lunch. But before we made our way in there, all the cheerleaders were standing with their pom-poms.
Yes.
And you could pick up swag and different things. Mm-hmm. And then we headed in for lunch, and then also to find the regional rep.
Oh,
who
okay.
was there to speak with anyone who has questions about their acceptance or, you know, the programs or whatnot.
Did they talk about financial aid at all?
No.
Because I
not at all.
So yeah, well, but you probably don't want to.
No.
Because 'tis the season.
Yeah.
Like after you gain acceptance, whatever varietal of acceptance
yes.
you have on your palate. So in this, all of this hustle and bustle, did they talk about financial aid at all?
They didn't. And I know, I think the reason is that you're in that moment now where they're trying to convince you that their school is the one. So there wasn't a mention of financial aid. I believe there might have been a booth. There might have been a booth, but I can't even, it didn't catch my eye, quite honestly. It didn't catch my eye at all. So it really was not really talked about at all.
Oh, that's interesting, because on our side of the desk with school counselors
yeah.
and our clients too,
yes.
they're in the middle of World War III with financial aid, because it's, okay, you have X amount of merit money, you have X amount of need-based financing, and usually it's in the form of loans, which
yeah.
suck.
Yeah.
And that's it. So when the kids are doing their spreadsheets and they're trying to figure out how much each school's going to cost, I always correct them, because they're like, oh, well, this school gave me 30 grand and this school only gave me 10. I'm like, yeah, but the school that gave you 30 grand, it cost $90,000 to go there a year.
Yeah.
So work backwards and find out how much is my bachelor's degree going to cost. Make a spreadsheet. See if that merit aid is for 4 years. Are you transferring any AP credits? Do you have any dual enrollment? Can you finish school in 3.5 years? How much will this bachelor's degree cost you? And if you're a little nerdling and maybe you're going to go to law school or med school, you best not be paying full price for undergrad. So it's interesting that wasn't, that little spotlight on financial aid
no.
was a little dim.
Yeah, it was. And, you know, think about it like when you go to buy a car. The price is not even mentioned. The first steps are, let's go for a ride. Let's take a look at all the features. In the back of your head, you're thinking price, price, price. But that's not what the people who are selling
no.
you the car, they're not
no,
even mentioning
like
that word. Not at all.
Yeah.
That doesn't happen. Now, in emails that have been coming through, of course, that's mentioned. Things are coming up in different subject headings like financial aid appeal, merit. This is what you need to do. There are some things that are coming through.
They are,
yes, but not in this presentation of
yeah, this
all
is
the bells
like,
and whistles, right?
Right.
Which
is like the price is right. The
yeah,
price
which,
is right. Come
right,
here.
Right. Which, I mean, makes sense if you're looking at it from the college's or university's point of view, right?
Yeah.
So anyway, so we did go in after all was said and done. We went in and we had our lunch and little things were given out and, you know, like shirts and things like that. And then
did you get anything as a mom? Did you get like,
no.
I was a sucker. Well, I knew when Alex committed, I was like, I'm going to the bookstore.
Oh, yeah.
A St. Bonaventure mom shirt. And I got one for my mom, a St. Bonaventure grandma shirt. Like, I was like, I'm in.
I know. I refuse until we really, commit.
Yeah, you need to commit.
Because we're still, you know, in the fitting room.
Well, yeah. Tell me about that. We talked about it. Ladies and gentlemen, Tara Horitz, we know she's an English teacher. We know that she has a background in fashion and merchandising and broadcast journalism. But the woman has such a great thinking, creative brain. Tell me what you came up with to explain to your daughter what this process was, where you are right now.
Well, before we went, I really thought of the committed or admitted students day more of like we're at the register and looking for our debit card or whatever. But it's not. The admitted students day is we were in the dressing room and we were looking in the mirror and trying things on. Afterwards, now we're walking around with the item and we're still not sure, right? We still haven't gone up to the register yet, but that's okay. We have to get our feet on just one or two other places. But so it really was like that. And I think the biggest takeaway for me is that part of it, that even if you are very unsure or somewhat unsure about which school, and maybe it's more you, maybe it's more your child, go to these. Once your student is accepted or your child is accepted, go. Because the more you can get your feet on that campus, you just are going to feel so much better. We always make note of how long it takes us to get there, you know, the surroundings, just how we feel at the moment. So it is important, as long as it's feasible and you're not making tons of travel plans in terms of flight and stuff, things like that. But if it's drivable, definitely.
Right.
You have to. Yeah. You have to. At the end, we found I stood back and my daughter found her admissions counselor. Mm-hmm. And they spoke for a few minutes and it was a really positive conversation and was followed up with, you know, to send an email with any other further questions. And he did say that he recognized her from a previous event that she attended. So
they're good.
They're taking
these
notes.
Admissions counselors. Yeah. They're amazing.
Whether he did or not. I mean, I think he did.
Also, your daughter looks like Bridget Bardot. So I think anyone would remember her. She's beautiful.
Well, thank you. So there is a little component there that I hadn't thought of, but he made note. He made note of it.
Okay.
And moving forward. Okay, so I'm going to talk about this, but we may have to edit this part out.
Okay.
So
I love that. You know we're not. But
well, no, seriously, because you're going to tell me if this is. So when she went up to her admissions counselor and she had some questions about, being on a wait list and what that meant, and there wasn't a lot that could be a lot of information that could be given to her. But he did say, I will make note of this and send it over to the admissions department because this is important that we had this conversation.
That's good. That's
I don't know if we want to say.
That's a plus. No, yeah. That's what they should be doing.
Yeah.
Because your admissions rep, it's funny because now it's like the roles are reversed. Before, as we're applying, we're like, please love me. Please love me. See my value. Accept me into your university, into your institution, and then they will extend you the acceptance. And now they're like, please love us. Please come to us. We don't have a lot of seats. We might have to waitlist you, but hang in there. Or we love you. We don't have enough room right now, but why don't you join us in the spring? Go to the community college in the fall or go to Abu Dhabi in the fall. And then come back to Jersey or come back to Connecticut or come back to Pennsylvania or come back to wherever your school is at.
Yeah.
So it's just interesting. And it becomes like a concierge service almost.
Yeah.
And he or she is the advocate for your kid. So when Alex was accepted to St. Bonaventure, the rep used language like, yeah, he's mine. I was pulling for him. I'm so glad he said yes. I knew he would. And it was like, oh, she really was pulling for him. Like she really wanted him in, admitted, and admitted paying and depositing. Like she was pulling for him. So I'm wondering on the other side of the curtain also how a student who says yes, how that also makes the rep look like they're doing their job.
Right.
They're just not saying yes to people who maybe that school is number 10 on their list instead of numbers 1, 2, or 3.
Right.
It's a lot because they're not psychics. I mean, you right. know, they, how do they know?
Right, right? Exactly.
So they demonstrate interest.
Right.
So to your point, I think it's important that we do talk about it because the role of that rep is very much advocate, concierge, and no longer like Judge Judy.
Right. And I think that the students have to be proactive, right? So if you hear an answer that you're confused about or it's not the answer you want, you have to go and talk and email and whatever it takes, because that will put you ahead of the student who is just kind of, you know, waiting and sitting back.
Yeah, exactly.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yep. And parents, keep yourselves in check. And this is not confession, but there are some of you who did a lot of work, or maybe parents, you haven't done this yet and you're going to be working with your kid. And maybe you are the parent who jumped into the Common App and put in all the demographic information. And maybe you did a little more than you should, or maybe you think you're going to do a little more than you should. If you suddenly stop helping them, that activity drops off. They're going to be bumps on a log. They will incur consequences. So I would back off, like front loading it. Let them do the work. Let them apply. They need to go through the process. They need to take it step by step. Yes, get the duct tape out and duct tape them to the dining room table to make sure it gets done. But don't do it for them, because they have so much more responsibility moving forward. And if they don't have their training wheels off, they're going to be screwed.
Yeah. And I think there are ways that parents can step in when students can't. For instance, taking them to the college tour, on the college tours and visiting places. So that's how you can be involved, right? But you do have to step back.
You have to,
because it needs to be ultimately something that they take charge of, because they're going to have to continue, as we heard with Professor Tom, right?
Yeah.
They have to continue that process once they get in.
They have to run across that finish line.
So right? I would just say one more thing about this, and I'm really grateful for one of my daughter's friends' moms, who I happened to run into at the front of like one of their gyms where they had, you know, a basketball
game. You
want
to give her a shout out?
No. No. But this woman, I was talking with her, and I said, we were just making small talk, and yes, I was guilty of asking, so how is everything going?
No,
any decisions?
No.
And what was refreshing is we were both in the same boat, but she had said, but we're going to all of the admitted students' days. And I thought, so smart. Go to them. It's not like the ones you just go to when you think this is the one. Test drive them all.
All of them.
Yep.
100%.
As long as you can swing it, do it.
Do it. Exactly. I love it. It's great advice. So any other concluding besides, you know, making sure parents are going to accepted students' day? And parents, you know, you're listening to this at all different points in your journey with, you know, we are from carpool to college, right? So we don't know where you are. You're listening to us probably in the car. Maybe your kid's in middle school. Maybe they're 9th or 10th grade. Just know all of these things are ahead for you. Take advantage of the opportunities to get your booty on campus. I have a question for you. It is so overwhelming for the students. It's like hyper-stimulation, right?
Yeah.
So do you think your family has enough stamina to do this for every single school? Do you think, because saying it and doing it are two different things. It's a lot.
Yeah, it is a lot. I would say definitely more than one. Let's
okay.
put it that way.
All right.
If your child has, say, their top 3 or 4 schools, right?
Okay.
And they've applied to, say, 12. I'm just giving an example.
No,
I saw that recently. I would say at least get on one other campus for admitted students' day so you can compare a little bit, right? And get a good sense. If you can do 3, do 3. But you have to do a few at least.
Yeah. All right. Great advice. Thank you so much, Tara. And
you're
thanks
welcome.
For joining us today on From Carpool to College. We hope that we're able to give you enough information where you never have to say, oh my gosh, I wish I knew then what I know now. I am Tracy Amadeo.
And Tara Haritz.
And we will see you next time.
At Academic Mentoring LLC, we know every student's journey is deeply personal. College and career decisions can feel really overwhelming, and families often don't know where to start. That's where we come in, led by the great Tracy Amadeo, a professional educator for nearly 3 decades. We help families outsource the stress while keeping the heart of the process intact. We take the time to understand each student's unique timeline, their goals, and the family's needs, guiding you toward confident, informed decisions. With our trusted expertise and care, you're not alone on this journey. AcademicMentoringLLC.com, because their journey matters.